need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, spanking mistresses and spanking subbies, Native Americans and immigrants, and yes, unless you are a Native American, if you're in America, you're an immigrant. The child of an immigrant. We are all children of immigrants. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or the great corn god in the sky. But one thing we do know, evolutionarily speaking, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
Amen.
Did you have a happy Thanksgiving? Woo-hoo. Yeah. Did you? Did you get stuffed from both ends? I sure did, which is why I'm kind of walking like a turkey right now. But yeah, three cheers and a beer for Captain Max, who did the stuffing of the turkey and the mistress of the airwaves. That would be me. Mm-hmm. And yes, Captain Max, I am most thankful for you. Are you there or are you running around? Well, I am most thankful for Captain Max, who keeps the ship sailing of this great movable feast of our lives for over 25 years. And I am just also very grateful. Thankful, that's the word. Thanksgiving. I am thankful for you and you and you and you and you. I am thankful for all of you here in Bonoboville. And I want to say happy Spanksgiving.
Happy Spanksgiving.
That sounds so good. Oh, yes. Because I am very spankful for you. I mean, you know, season's beatings, right? That's what we do. It's a Bonoboville tradition. Every fourth Saturday of Naughty November, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we celebrate Spanksgiving. Yes, indeed. On Thanksgiving, let us give thanks. And on Spanksgiving, let us give Spanks. To consenting adults only, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And let us practice the bonobo way amongst each other. Yes, indeed, let us spank away the hate and the fear that divides us, and let us find a path of peace through pleasure with a little spanking. Yeah. You know, let us spank across a nice, warm, willing ass. And let us say, amen.
Amen.
And let us say, a women.
A women.
Yes, indeed. It's our duty to spank booty on Spanksgiving. Woohoo. Why do we spank on Spanksgiving? Well, for one, it rhymes with Thanksgiving, right? That's the main reason, is somebody came up with it. And two, it's fun. Spanking feels good. You know, even when it feels bad, it still feels kind of good. I mean, you know, you've got this butt that has all these delicious nerve endings. And of course, this is only for a consensually spanked adult spanky. Right. It can feel good to the spanker, too, to just let it rip, you know, or to do it in a, you know, kind of controlled, disciplinary manner. Yes, and three, spanking is relatively safe, okay? Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody's ever been killed from spanking. I don't think so. You do have that butt. I mean, you can do it too hard, but still, it's not as dangerous as so many other things. And no body fluid exchange, really. I mean, usually. So very, very little chance of spreading STDs. So let's see. Four, spanking can be an surprisingly effective form of therapy. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. And this has been borne out by some Russian studies, of course. I'm sure that Putin underwrote these things. But also by our own anecdotal research conducted here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute and in Bonoboville. I mean, it really does work for pain management, you know. It's got something that it can help sometimes with a greater physical pain or an emotional pain. Sometimes pain can work sort of like a vaccine and prevent greater pain. Also, those endorphins that get going from spanking, you know, that creates this natural painkiller that really is better than OxyContin or a trip to the spa. That is, if you've got that rhythm, that right, oh, but bongo going, you know, between the spanker and the spanky, you can just go so high. That's right. Much better than Prozac. So, healthier at least. Five, spanking is festive. That's right. We do it a lot here on the show. It's fun, you know, to do, if it's consensual, of course. And it's fun to watch somehow. I don't know. Everybody likes to watch a good spanking. And it's something we do. Lupercalia, we do spanking. We do it on birthdays, of course. We do some spanking at Krampus, full moons. You know, after all, you got the moon. And, of course, throughout Kink Month, the month of October. Now it's Naughty November, and spanking on Spanksgiving has its own very special, sublime, and very meaningful meaning, you know, because it is Spanksgiving, which brings us to number six. That's right. Spanking can be meaningful. And it can be personally meaningful, like when it brings up past childhood experiences, you know. Maybe you were spanked as a kid. By the way, not a good thing. Don't spank your kids. It isn't good to do that. It's something you should do with consenting, enthusiastically consenting adults only. But if you were spanked, it's not your fault. You were a kid. And sometimes you need to process it. And you know what? In a spanking crazy society, sometimes if you weren't spanked, you kind of need to process it through spanking. Woo! So, yeah. And sometimes it's kind of politically meaningful, you know, as in Spanksgiving. This is partly because for many of us, Thanksgiving, while delicious, is a really deeply hypocritical American holiday. Really deeply. I mean, first of all, there's the hypocrisy of having to be nice to your obnoxious Uncle Bob who's wearing his Make America Great Again hat and, you know, kind of cursing out the players for taking a knee. And, you know, you've got to just sort of stuff your mouth with stuffing to keep from cussing him out. Well, you'll upset your great aunt who's 95, so you don't want to do that. And then there is the even greater hypocrisy of Thanksgiving, which is really that it's based almost entirely on a fictional kind of idealized, you could say bonobo-esque account of these pilgrims gathering together with these Native Americans and sharing food. It's true that the Native Americans did bring food and teach the pilgrims how to grow their own food for their first Thanksgiving. But the pilgrims slaughtered their guests, basically, pretty quickly after that Thanksgiving. And though Native Americans killed a few pilgrims too, I mean, it's not even close. This was an American genocide of just horrifically unappetizing proportions. It was. I mean, it's just kind of difficult to process, especially if you grew up like me, you know, hearing about Thanksgiving as this kind of peaceful and gathering. But yeah, this is why some people call the fourth Thursday of November a day of atonement. And they actually fast on Thanksgiving, which I think is a very noble idea. But I don't do that. I get stuffed from both ends because I am an incorrigible, ethical but incorrigible hedonist. And yet, I do feel the need for some sort of atonement. And so, Spanksgiving. Yes, indeed. That's right. And so we spank and get spanked in a very playful, but kind of meaningful penance for our ancestors, or you could just say the pilgrims. Maybe they weren't your direct ancestors that came over on the Mayflower, but you know, if you're American and you're not Native American, then they're pretty much your ancestors that came over here. And so we do the penance, you know, for their sins against the natives of this land they called Turtle Island. Some of them called it Turtle Island. We call it America, named after this guy, Amerigo Vespucci, we think. It's kind of strange. But, yeah, it's penance. Does it do any good for the Native American tribes that still exist today? Well, probably not really, although any way to bring attention to the situation, I think, is valuable. And if I just get some spanking fetishists to acknowledge this history, then I think that's something. So otherwise, yeah, it's just going to be a fun spanking show. And yeah, we can't spank away our ongoing sins, including the biggest leak ever in the Dakota Access Pipeline of 210,000 gallons of oil. That's too much lube. Seriously. It's pretty disgusting, and it's not something that we can just spank away. We have to take other measures. But maybe the spanking, you know, kind of can get our motor going. Get the resistance mojo in gear. Yes, indeed. Even though we can't spank away our sins against the people America has bombed, nor the foreign lands America has invaded, nor our own citizens killed unjustly under color of law, nor even our own small sins against each other. We can't spank it away. But we can spank away certain things. We can spank away our fear. That's right. And sometimes a good adult spanking can alchemically transmute fear and pain into these golden endorphins when administered with love. And so, yeah, don't spank your children. It lowers their IQ. But do spank consenting adults who enjoy being spanked. And by the way, there's another reason. What number are we up to? 8 that we spank is those thankful, spankful, pious, super hypocritical Puritans used to spank transgressors, whether criminals or just sexual peccadilloes were their problems, then they would spank them non-consensually, sometimes with their arms and their head in a stock so that the passers-by could throw fruit at them. Public humiliation. Mm-mm-mm. Now we just kind of hashtag you on the internet. That's your public humiliation. Anyway, we are here to get some good old-fashioned spankins into our Spanksgiving from Bonoboville. So welcome, Bonoboville, to Spanksgiving 2017. Featuring birthday girl, Madam Raven Ray, and the delightful Rhiannon Aaron.
Hello.
And just walking in, do I see the marvelous, yes, get her a chair. There she goes. Christine Dufresne. All right. So we are all set. And yes, here's my Frida Kahlo robe. So, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are here to celebrate the holiday of Spanksgiving. So I just talked to myself a blue streak, so I would like to open the communal discussion, the feast.
With of microphone talk. For Christine.
Yes.
You brought so many facts.
Very important.
So many facts.
So many facts. I know. I should have tried to spew them out real quick so we could get to the juicy.
You made my nerves go in overdrive.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love spanking, and I love Spanksgiving, and it really does help to make Thanksgiving more palatable for me, because I've always had problems with Thanksgiving. Have you, or are you a Thanksgiving fan?
I usually hate most of the Hallmark holidays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan.
And besides, it messes with my birthday.
Yeah, oh, right, yeah. This is your birthday time.
It is.
And that's your favorite holiday.
Yes, except everyone's out of town for Thanksgiving.
we're always here for you.
We're in town.
And I make it all month long.
Yes, and we are going to celebrate your birthday. Don't you worry. And you've got feathers like you're, you know, a member of the turkey tribe.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're like a world-famous foot mistress, and you give spankings, too.
I am, and I do.
And you do. Do you have a philosophy of spanking?
It depends on the reason being behind it. Is it a punishment? Is it a release? Is it therapy like we were speaking about?
Yeah.
You brought up many, many reasons why we do spanking, and every single one of them is like, yeah, that's a good reason, too. Yep. I love to watch. Yep.
Were you spanked when you were a little girl?
You know what? I was.
You were.
I was.
Well,
and
I hate to say this, but your IQ would be 3 points higher if you weren't. But
well, I'm pretty good with my IQ now.
I'm good with it, too. I'm good with you. Whoop, I'm not good with
so
this.
So it would be like, 103?
So I want to hear the rest of this.
Yes. So you were spanked.
I was. My dad was a pastor, and of course, they had to put the fear of God into me, right? And they thought I was possessed most of the time.
Yes, Sister Raven. What kind of pastor? What was the religion?
Non-denominational.
Just a general Christian?
Yeah, general Christianity, and he was very Unitarian thinking, so we had all sorts of, we had trans people in our band, and we had... just about everybody. There was no...
trans people in the band.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yep.
Wow.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very
your mom
welcoming.
Was the pastorette? Or?
My mom was a Sunday school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And a huge hippie, actually.
Oh.
She does actually a lot of fun stuff with me, and she's getting really into what I'm doing, so this is exciting.
Well, you know, you went... were you like an altar girl? Or
no, God, no. I was just a little brat that ran around that wouldn't shut up during sermon. So
so you'd get spanked.
I would.
Really?
I would. And
right in the church.
I would get spanked all the time. Oh. And I didn't feel pain, so I would just laugh at it. And it really pissed my dad off.
Wow. So he tried to spank you hard.
He didn't really, but there was one time where he spanked me so hard, he made my butt bleed. And I would not cry. Now, granted, I was being a little asshole. I get it. But I get it.
Kids will be kids.
But he said to himself, like, I don't care what you do. I'm never going to do that to you again. Like,
at least he learned
his
lesson.
Felt like shit. Oh, he felt like shit.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't cry. I would never give them that satisfaction to know they broke me in any sort of way.
Wow. And do you think that that helped to form you as a mistress?
Ooh, well, it definitely helps me understand that side, the opposite side.
Uh-huh.
And definitely helps me understand consent.
Yeah. Well, you weren't giving it. Right. Right.
So, And again, like, because I didn't really feel pain, I know that people do. So I know how to build up because I didn't exactly get that build up. It was just...
Right. I don't think children can ever consent. So, you know.
Well, I think a child that says, yes, Daddy, spank me, is already in the issue category.
Yeah, that's true. So how about you, Rhiannon? Were you spanked?
Periodically, but not often. I was one of those overly good children.
Overly?
Yeah.
You think you were too good. I'm sure your parents didn't think you were too good.
No, my mom said that I always suckered her into having more. She said if the second and third one had come out like me, she wouldn't have done it.
Oh, so your goodness was a liability.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I made up for it later, once I turned 13.
Now, do you think that your like early spankings influenced your life now in BDSM?
Not so much. I mean, the things that, you know, really influenced my life in BDSM were actually experiences I had with people who were fetishists when I was in my teens. That I came into it from a different direction. So the fetishism and the bondage were really central to my development, and the spanking and the impact play all actually came later when I started working in the industry.
So you started with a more kind of intense form of pain exchange than spanking. Spanking is pretty light on the pain. I mean, you know, you got to hit pretty hard to make it bleed. And so, you know, I know you did this paper on Sherry Rose and Bob Flanagan, and that was some serious pain. But very interesting the way you brought up Native American use of pain and suffering in order to conquer greater pain.
Right, and there's a lot of biochemical reasoning behind why this works. You know, some of what I write about in the essay, which is called Supermasochism and Sanctification, was an essay I wrote for Dada Fest when we were in the viewing, which we'll be screening at Jason Vass starting December 2nd. But the tenets of that paper are that there are places in most cultures that are demonized by colonial cultures, you know, Islam, Native American culture, that have pain rituals as part of the culture. Mm-hmm. So any culture where you see an absence of that, you see BDSM kind of step in to take its place. But I also, you know, I really harbor the suspicion that this is why BDSM is often vilified in mainstream culture, because it has those tenets of things that we've tried to erase as part of colonial
And it's funny
rule.
How so many people say that it's sick, BDSM, but that taking Prozac and Zoloft is not, that that makes you okay.
Well, it's like a vegan that drinks and smokes cigarettes. People are vegan for different reasons. You know, people get spanked for different reasons.
Yeah, they do. They do get spanked for all those reasons, and right. probably more. I know I didn't list all the reasons. I mean, it's one of those things that just has a lot of levels of emotion and physical feeling and perception, you know, watching or being watched or just getting spanked or being spanked or just thinking about it sometimes can turn somebody on or bring up a memory that is very intense. And it is used non-consensually still in the world. You know, they cane people and different countries, and they have corporal punishment, I think, in Texas still, you like know.
Texas doesn't Texas, surprise
right.
me.
Texas.
Except for in Austin. In Austin, the spankings are consensual, I hear.
Oh, right, right. So, Christine Dupre, welcome back to Dr. Susie TV.
Thank you. I love to be here.
Yeah. Well, we missed you last week, but we had you here the week before, and we had so much fun with you.
I know.
Getting to know you.
Your atmosphere makes me just want to have fun and get wild.
Now, Christine, you have so many talents. I mean, we met you as a photographer. You're a great photographer. But you also are a former penthouse pet. And you also do... girl-girl wrestling, and girl-guy wrestling, all kinds of wrestling that sometimes involves spanking, usually a lot worse, let me just say, usually much more, like, risky and threatening than spanking, but you do throw spankings in there because, why? Because there's so much fun, right?
I love spanking. Oh, I love it.
You love it?
Yes. It all started, I think it's because my dad was one of those kind of distant fathers that never paid attention to me until I was bad. And then what would happen was, if I did something naughty, they would make a big ritual of it. They would, you're going to be spanked by your father now. And we'd have to stand outside in the hallway if the door closed. He's in the room. And think about the naughtiness I just did.
Ooh.
Then,
wow.
Wow.
Then I would go into the room and face my dad. He was, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking about this. He was sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
I would go into the room. He's sitting on the bed. Do you know what you did? Ooh. Yes. And then turn around and bend over.
Ooh.
And, I mean, this is the most frightening thing in my life.
Wow.
And then, you know, this was when I was in, like, fourth grade.
Intense.
And then, so I'd bend over, and then he goes, "Don't you ever do that again." Whack. I would go flying across the room.
Flying across the room.
And that would hurt so bad.
Don't do this, you people. But you turned out great. I mean,
thank
it's
you.
Amazing. You know, a lot of people get raised with terrible things and turn out great. That's one of the resilient things about humans.
But I think I think that's one of the reasons why I turned into a stripper and, you know, a wrestler and doing all these naughty
maybe.
Things to get attention from
maybe.
Men. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I love Did spanking, you, though.
Now, I mean, I'm sure you didn't like the pain. But
no.
did
well,
you did like the attention.
Bad. It wasn't that bad because I have a lot of cushioning there. You know? That's a good thing about spanking.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's where
because
we have
the
cushioning.
The padding,
yeah,
so it's
that's
not
right.
Did
that
he
painful.
Did he use his hand or did he use a belt or?
No, it was hands.
See,
luckily,
I got a paddle.
You got a paddle.
I got a paddle. It was like,
very
a,
Christian.
Like a wiffle ball paddle with like.
That
holes
was not
it. It had holes in it and like metal outline.
Check out this paddle. This oh, is yeah. actually a scooper for.
Spatula
right.
action.
A spatula, yeah,
round
right.
These
but
fathers
it's
up.
Great as a paddle.
Round them up.
Okay, so so you know, I again, don't spank your children, but it's
don't do it.
Great to spank consenting adults, and you know, it's a fun thing. It's got so many great qualities to it, and it's Spanksgiving, so we should get some spanking going.
And
so
yes,
Max.
I think we have another slave that has just walked in.
Oh, okay. Bring the slave forward on his knees.
Slave
or her,
forward.
Or is it a he or her?
Did Slave Winnie show up? Oh.
Oh.
There it is.
There it is. Winnie.
There it is.
There it is.
Just on Gladiator, right on the knees. There you go. This is Slave Winnie. I recognize Slave Winnie.
In all of his anonymity.
Wow. Yeah, but, you know, he's very recognizable. He's wearing a little skirt, I guess you could call it. It's also, you know, like that Gladiator Roman thing.
The original.
So it's got its masculine aspects, but it's
why
a
don't
skirt,
you
nevertheless.
Slave Winnie, why don't you show them what your panties say? Wrong way, dumbass.
Oh.
The TVs are over there.
Okay, but we
Watch
see it.
Watch the Facebook.
We see it, and now we see it again in the video. Submissive. Okay, I think that's consent right there.
Indeed.
It's certainly the start. and then there's the groveling. That's a good sign that your other person wants to do your bidding is groveling.
It's a pretty good like indication he's a submissive.
Yes.
I don't know.
He was bad, though, I understand.
That's why he's doing this.
Okay, he was bad.
He was bad.
That's why
he made me late to the show.
Yes. Oh.
It's very bad.
Oh, so we're all a little bit mad at him.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So he should.
All of you guys should be mad at him.
You know, he
I'm
should
mad
suffer.
At him.
He missed my monologue.
Yes, yeah, and he missed a lot. I told him he wasn't allowed to come. I said, "You messed up, so you stay here. That's your punishment."
Ah, oh, that's his punishment.
But then,
does
I
he
said,
like
I
spanking? I mean, he must if
I
he wears know. Those panties.
He does. He's a little bit of a hard bottom. One time at a fetish con, I punished him in a clip, and had three mistresses spank him and whip him, and he had the balls to say that I could have done it harder after.
Oh, well.
So this one's a special kind of sub.
Is he a Sam?
Yeah, he's a naughty sub.
He likes to try to top from the bottom, too, so we often.
That's naughty.
Yeah, we often go toe-to-toe, no pun intended.
Well, you can always kick him with those boots.
I do.
Yeah.
Not too much, you might like it.
I know, yes. Everybody's like, well, just bring him on the show and then whip him and have everybody whip him. And I'm like, no, he'll like that.
And you are such a foot fetish mistress, and he is now kissing your boots very ardently.
Mm-hmm. Until I say stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, should he be our first spanking victim?
Absolutely.
Okay. So... would you like an implement or to
I mean,
spank
I have,
him?
I have mine, but I like that little spank the one that actually says spank with the studs?
This one that says spank
the
with the studs.
The hard metal
you might even be able to get the word spank into his buttock.
We're on the same page.
Because he likes it really hard, and if you give it a really hard, and you got to hold it here because it's a little bit wavy right there. Sure. So there you go. There is your Spanksgiving slapper.
And should he bend over here?
Yeah, I think he should just bend over the bed right here so he has an optimal, we have a view of him. Yeah, get your head right into Trump's balls.
Well, we might have
breathe
to have Facebook
deeply.
Go away for a second.
Yeah.
Because his balls are kind of showing what he has of them.
Well,
what aren't locked up.
We can, okay, he's adjusting. Whoops.
Oh, my lipstick.
Ah.
Where the hell did
you
keep that?
At least he brought your lipstick.
Whoa, where did this fall from, bro?
Ooh.
He's got to be punished for so many things.
God, I don't even know if I want to use that.
Right.
Is it like a marsupial
or something?
Were those,
like, tucked into his thong? What the hell?
It was in your hand?
So he says.
Yeah, well, where is that hand been?
All right, well.
Someplace Highlander keeps his
I
sword.
Think he needs to be punished.
Right? He's in shorts and he has a fucking sword.
Same place he kept the lipstick.
All right.
All right. So you've got the spanker. And let's see, you want to go over to that side? Let me go over on the other side then. So I do not interfere with your arm because you are a hockey player. And let's just get a little bit of the sound of Spanksgiving. There we go. There we go.
I'm seeing this as like a late night infomercial, sounds of Spanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
Three CD boxed set.
Of Spanksgiving, that's
enjoy
right.
Enjoy the soothing sounds of
and
spankings.
This spanking is serving a double kind of purpose. One purpose is Spanksgiving, the first spanking of Spanksgiving. And the other purpose is Madam Raven Ray's birthday spanking.
Yay!
Now, do we want to pull this down so that we can get the butt cheek? Then we move the Facebook camera away. Facebook camera, you could focus on something else, right? I think it's already doing that. So we can show these spankable butt cheeks.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. There's something so funny about a man's naked tushy.
Whoa! Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Whoa!
Three, thank you, madam. I have another one.
He's counting. He does like it hard.
Thank you, madam. I have another.
He wants a real bruising.
Five, thank you, madam. I have another.
No, I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You don't always give the slave what he wants.
What's the fun in that?
Ha, ha, ha. A little surprise. Surprise.
Nice little
that's
bonus.
That's always good. Yeah. Because, you know, when you're ready for it, it doesn't hurt as much as when it surprises. And you do
ooh,
have quite a little jigsaw here. It almost looks like Chinese writing or something.
I did wrap it, though, down here.
Yeah.
You did divinations.
Oh, yeah, you did that.
It's okay.
But, yeah, he's like, been bad.
He has. That's why I don't feel bad.
And he kept asking for another and another and another. See, that's what you call enthusiastic consent.
So now that I got this side, if anybody's like left-handed and wants to do that side,
well, we're opening this. Would you like to do some honors, Rihanna?
I mean, I'm not left-handed, but I can do a backhand to accommodate.
There you go.
A backhand.
Would you like to use your tool?
She's got.
I'll go ahead and use the spanking paddle since we're in close quarters.
This is what we keep using. Happy Spanksgiving. Ooh, let me get on the other side then, so I don't interfere.
This is like the colonial atonement, right? Because Romans were the original colonizers.
Yes, yes, that's a good thing. Thank you for, you know, connecting the dots. Yeah.
It's a whole constellation of kink. White guilt.
Those naughty Romans.
Colonial guilt.
Roman all over the world.
Genocide guilt.
That's right.
The cultural appropriation.
That's right.
Oh, this is falling down.
The genocide that we were speaking of with the Native Americans.
Yeah,
it's, you
yeah,
know, it's
he
such
should
a
suffer for that.
It's such a backhanded thing to say Native Americans when they weren't Native of America.
No, but Turtle Island is a mouthful.
Like, you can't be Native of something that just came along.
I know.
I don't understand that.
But I think it's worse to say Indians. I don't know.
I was
it's
just saying, best I don't know, maybe just Natives.
It's best to say what tribe they're from.
Right, like Sioux or whatnot. Right.
I'm like almost evened them out.
Did you?
Right. Okay. You're a little more heavy-handed than I am. I guess I need to start playing hockey.
He looks like a pilgrim, so.
He does look like a pilgrim in his own special way.
He does.
She's that having fun. She's like, yeah, she's like, hee.
All right, let's see what color he turns. I might give him a few more if he's not even in a few minutes.
Ooh, it's nice and warm and red.
Mm.
Oh, good.
This thing is a hell of a wrap for
it
me.
Does.
He must really be
enjoying
that. You don't
realize it, but
that.
It wraps.
It's nice and broken in.
You know, his butt heavy. Cheeks are now the red color.
Oh, me?
Would you like to?
Well, yeah, but don't you want your birthday spanking yourself?
I think Christine needs to be spanked. Not hard like him. No, not hard like him. Not like that.
No,
she's
probably not.
She's very
I haven't
so beautiful.
What,
and
what about the birthday girl, though, first?
Well, the birthday girl
I had my spankings.
Gives the spanking.
Yeah, I had my spankings.
In this case.
I outgrew those.
You know, and that's how we do it consensually here in
maybe,
Bonoboville.
Maybe Igor will take my spankings this year?
Maybe Igor, if you pronounce his name right.
I pronounce Igor. You know what? I've nicknamed him now. That's just what it is.
Well,
ooh, never seen equal spanking.
I don't know. We've got 10 minutes. What should we do?
Okay. I'll take
well,
a spanking.
You'll take a spanking.
But with
yes.
this?
No.
Oh, whatever
no,
you like.
No,
that's
no.
where bondage
is.
No,
let's get him up.
All right.
And I think that you should just get across the three of our laps.
Okay.
And you should take off your top.
Okay.
Okay, and
Slave Winnie, I want you to say thanks to the mistress that just took care of your ass. Oh.
Over here.
Okay, let's get him a microphone.
No.
I didn't spank.
Oh.
He doesn't know.
Right here.
His head was buried in Trump's balls.
Typical. I could see how that would be very disorienting.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
Good boy.
Okay, go make yourself useful now.
You can thank me now.
All right.
I'll let you. Yay.
Very good.
Wonderful. All
so
is right in the world.
Come sit up here by me. And come sit here. And Christine, to the tune of The Kingster... We would like a little striptease.
Ooh.
Ooh. Let's get him out of the way. Can he, like, sort of lean over the chair or get over there?
There you go.
There, just like that. That's it. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, look at that.
Hey.
The Kingster by Carmina Formosa. Inspired by the Bonobo Way.
They call me freaky and they say I'm dirty. Cause all my fantasies are slightly pervy. I like my loving to be topsy-turvy. I gotta have that cake. I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace. And not a dog the way your big toe taste. I wanna wank as you spit in my face. I gotta
Christine Dupre.
We're
unwrapping your birthday present. Your first birthday present.
present that unwraps itself. I gotta
have that cake. Ooh.
Yeah! Let's get cheeky.
Yeah.
Bend over, little miss.
This winky.
See what that does to my winky.
Oh.
I gotta have that cake. I must admit that I'm a libertine. So let's pretend that you're 17. Mm-hmm. I can't get off if we keep it clean. I gotta have that cake.
I
know I really shouldn't kiss and tell, but I can do the nasty very well. So take these panties off and let me smell. I gotta have that cake.
That was a great transition, by the way.
Beautiful.
The goat. The horn dog. The dirty old man.
Yeah, you're gonna get spanked.
I'll make you sing for your supper.
Where's the spanking paddle, the one that says spank? We should just hold it.
She's got such a cute booty.
She does. She works it.
She's got such a cute booty.
And look at that lovely little cleft in the booty. She even cleans up her own mess. Loves it. Come over our knee, you naughty girl. We've got like, six knees for you to go over. Six knees.
Your choice.
You're going to have to stretch over our knees.
Ooh,
that's
I
right.
I don't mind if your boobies are on my lap.
Woo!
Not at all.
Kidding, don't you
soft.
Role play.
Nope. Your girlfriend and nope. Let's have a nope, your boobies way. Are fine. Just right here.
Tie me up and you can spank me all day.
Gotta have that king.
I never cared about making babies.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I love how fishnets do the part.
I need a handful of naughty ladies.
I think she's writhing in excitement.
She is. And she's got such a tight booty. This is like a beautiful booty. We went from the pilgrim booty to the beautiful, just tanned and toned. So nice. Mm-hmm. With little fishnet outlines all over these buns. Hot and delicious buns. Christine Dupre. Spanksgiving. In Bonoboville, across the laps of Madame Raven Ray and Rhiannon. You want to spank her with your boob?
I've never done that before.
Here, let's try it. Oh, you have to take it out. Whoop.
She's spanking you with her boob.
She's going to spank you with her boob. Right
although
now.
If we switch on that, it might be pretty effective,
okay.
Too.
Okay, we could switch on that, too. But here's Rhiannon with her boobs of power.
This is why
blazing
I
new
am.
Territory.
Female empowerment.
Boob spankings, yes!
Boob spanking. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. She's really doing it, brothers and sisters. She is spanking that butt with her boobs. Rhiannon Ahrens is... doing this is, you know, pretty impressive. I don't know if it's a first, but it was certainly very well done.
Thank you.
It very, very
was
well
a first.
Done.
Never,
for you,
never
yeah,
to
yeah.
Before, yeah.
Boob spanking. Yeah,
it's all about
not?
Pushing the limits of the body.
Woo! We are getting into the Spanksgiving spirit.
That we are.
Seasons beatings, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We just love to get you all spanked up. And so we got 4 more minutes, 3 more minutes. That's a 3. Okay. All right. So have you had
enough? I know, I should probably stop at some point.
Should we stop? Okay. Oh, she's getting up. Okay.
What
this is.
If I spank each one of you?
You want to spank each one of us?
Yes, please.
Oh, you
know what?
Spank?
That might be a spanking I can be behind.
Okay. We could.
I can get behind those spankings.
We could.
Okay. I'll definitely take my birthday spankings with a big boobie.
Should we all kind of turn around to do this? I think. Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna do the spankings.
I wish there was a mirror.
Wow. I'm naughty. Oh, I want to be naughty more.
I know, right?
Getting spanked like this is super fun.
Yeah, I've been too good my whole life, apparently, if I never got this level of punishment.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ow!
Oh, darn. Stop.
Can you help turn down, the volume in the studio?
Ooh.
Yeah.
And let's hear it for Christine Dupre's boob spanking.
Excellent.
Of us in the Spanksgiving conga line.
The only spanking I'll
featuring
ask for again.
Birthday Madam Raven Ray and Rhiannon Ahrens. And me, the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, here in the Church of Bonoboville, where we are celebrating Spanksgiving, bringing in the sheaves.
With gluten-free brownies. I brought cupcakes and gluten-free brownies and all sorts of treats, too.
Well, we have something, I don't want to say. I don't want to say, except we're going to have some surprises.
Yay, that's
some exciting surprises for birthdays and for the resistance. That's right. We are going to spank Trump.
Yes.
And not just the effigy. No, we are going to spank the real thing when we come back very soon. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back with Thanksgiving, Spanksgiving. Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. We'll be right back.
and sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Exactly.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonnez les matines, ding ding dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui!
Oui! Oui! Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it. Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh,
don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And here I am. Here we are. The Four Pilgrims of Bonoboville. And we are on a different kind of pilgrimage, unlike those pilgrims that came over on Mayflower. We are here to spread the Bonobo way and maybe, you know, do some penance for the crimes committed by other immigrants against the natives of this land we don't know what to call. America, Turtle Island,
Native America.
You know, something. Anyway, we're here to try to, you know, kind of make our peace. And some of it comes through activism and really fighting in the political arena and voting. And some of it comes from personal, you know, penance, as in spanking. Happy Spanksgiving! And I am here with Christine Dupre and Rhiannon Ahrens and Madam Raven Ray.
Hello, hello.
Whose birthday it also happens to be, which is another kind of spanking holiday. You know, Madam Raven Ray's birthday. In fact, you know, if you don't like celebrating Thanksgiving, you could always celebrate Madam Raven Ray's birthday.
That's an excellent
Happy
alternative.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Madam Raven Ray.
To me.
Happy birthday to you. To you. And put your lips together and blow, and you get your wish.
Wow.
You are good, girl. You got some breath control. Woohoo! Wowie zowie. Would you like to have your first lick off of one of these ladies' nipples?
I would love that.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Maybe.
I mean,
it's two flavors.
Yeah. Okay, so is this tiramisu?
I don't know.
What's going on here?
It just
this is
looks
amazing.
Delicious. But also, that's your gift.
Aww.
So,
you.
Yeah. I got cake in my lap. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday 2017 to the magnificent Madam Raven Ray with love and adornment from Dr. Susie in Bonoboville.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
We love you, Madam Raven Ray.
Oh, my goodness.
Yay. And maybe, Genos. What should I do with this?
Lubricant.
I have a list.
Yeah, look at that.
Let's see what else they got.
What else did you
what
get?
What else they got?
Well, different things. You got a bunch of postcards where you are on them.
Oh, I love it.
Where are you? Oh, there you are. There.
Right. I love it. I'll go put these where I do my sessions. I'll
there
take
you go.
These out and
awesome.
Make people take one.
Yes.
And I get my
another?
Very own Bonobo Way book.
Yay, yay.
You know, I was telling my mom about this.
Oh.
She actually really, really wanted one, so we're going to read it together.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she's on her way down,
okay.
So we'll read it together.
Okay.
What else?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't let her spank you with it. Oh, look at this.
Slave Woody, look!
From California Exotics.
Yes.
Yes, ooh. Red Rider.
Some subbies are going to be out of luck today.
Oh, yeah. Time for some stuffing, you turkey. And here's a sleep shirt. It's just a fun shirt. It's our Agua shirt.
Yay. Thank you. I love them. Thank you so much. Mwah.
That's
the air kiss
of true lipstick
so
lovelies. You are loved. You are loved and adored, both. All of that.
And I'm going to share the love.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It
truly.
Definitely is. The gift that keeps giving.
I'd love to see you in that. Ooh.
Ooh. You can help us stuff Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
No, really, twist my arm.
look at this. It's got all the parts.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, and I noticed you brought something.
To also stuff Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we going to be matching?
I don't know. I mean, not exactly, but kind of.
And I can...
Is he going to get double stuffed?
He's going to get triple stuffed.
Nice.
Mm. Oh, this is exciting. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Can we make new orifices?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he's like, you know, I think you could probably belly button fuck Trump. I think he's got that belly button. I did have a submissive that was into that.
Mm. Well, I think while you're sort of negotiating that, perhaps we should have the puppet master, Putin, bring Trump in to the womb room. I think we're ready for the Trump turkey. And yes,
Should we do something with that cake?
Yes, we should. We should put it somewhere.
Remove the cake.
Look at these guys. They're in a bromance. They love each other. You know, that's a quality I kind of like. I have to say that there is a bromance between our two large, horrific countries. You know?
Horrific?
Yeah, exactly. Both horrific and horrific. You know, that's the best part is the bromance. All right, so you're gonna get spanked though because there's a lot of bad parts. You're a fucking Nazi, misogynist, pussy grabbing, racist, plutocrat, just everything wrong.
You fucked up my health care.
And that,
and
right.
Everyone else's health care.
Let's
fucked up everybody's
fuck up.
Oh, also, that whole thing with the antitrust and the media, that thing you did that enables the total propaganda to happen other than the free media we have left on Radio Suzy One.
Oh, yeah, the network neutrality you're doing away with. That is really going to get you some major spankings. Major punishment.
And
we should have some
stops
like those pilgrims.
And what about the poor
elephants
that now can come in for trophies? Mm. They're allowing the kill of elephant tusks and trophy wins to be able to be imported.
That's terrible.
Again, so.
That's terrible.
Yeah, fuck you.
You know, and
because we need the elephant parts. Why? I just want a simple Trump explanation
for the wall of Don Jr.'s lodge, hunting lodge.
Oh, or are we building the wall across Mexico out of ivory now? Because that actually is a decision I could see Trump making.
Look at these strap-on girls. Whoa. This is Spanksgiving with stuffing.
Woo.
Woo. Wow, this
never
looks
worn
nice
this
on you. I it fits. I'm glad. Yeah, well, I guess it's adjustable. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Thank you, Cal Exotics.
Why can't you straighten up, Trump?
Okay, I'm going to leave this.
Beautiful.
I'm going to leave this here for a minute.
Yeah, Max,
right,
you're whispering in a stage whisper so everybody hears you, you know. All right.
I think yours is bigger than mine.
It's not the size, it's how you use it.
That's right. Like that. Yours is red.
It's a bit used.
Mm-hmm.
Or it will be.
Okay.
Do you
so,
think, like-
Trump, you turkey. Get on your hands and knees over the chair. Let's use this chair.
Oh yes,
actually.
The Trump spanking stool.
Let's get this Trump spanking stool in
she
order.
She just couldn't wait.
Do we have a towel just in case he starts slobbering or sweating or something?
Or maybe like a drop cloth.
Yeah, that would be better.
A tarp.
Tarp, right? Okay. Do we have something to put over? Okay, here's a towel. And he can just lean on that thing.
So we got this nicely unlaundered towel out of the department of the gay bathhouse in Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You think we laundered that? No way.
Why are we giving
Not
him
for
a treat?
Trump. No. It's just to protect the chair. But we should get rid of this chair so people can get behind him. Can we remove this chair or move it over there?
This is what you're doing to America.
All right. Naughty president. Unprecedented. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So this underwear looks filthy. I think I'm going to have to ask Putin to help me out here. I don't want to touch it.
It's
gross. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, feel your merchandise. Putin is now just feeling up.
I didn't think he could touch the merchandise before.
Whoa.
You
got
it.
He's reaching into his pants and he's pulling out something. It looks like his dick. He pulled off his own dick.
Putin's a man of many talents.
And oh my God, I have to look at Trump's rump.
Ugh. I feel like that sums up the whole presidency.
Yeah. It's really kind of awful.
Oh, man.
Oof. Naughty, naughty. Orange menace. Mm.
a good dick down.
Dick down.
It's a taste of his own medicine.
He's walking around.
Oh, Christine's even getting in on this act. She brought her paddle. That's right. Look at the camera so people can see who you
Straighten
are.
Straighten up, Trump.
You naughty.
You gotta like
try and fuck his ear.
Straighten up.
Narcissist. There's nothing in there.
The naughty narcissist.
Didn't it go even all the way through?
it might.
Get over your big fat ego.
His ear hole's really small because he's not a very good listener.
Good for a change.
He does have a strong resemblance to
his ears are just too small.
A glazed turkey, right? It does look like a turkey, kind of.
Maybe he should have his arms by his ankles like the turkeys.
I don't know if he can do that. Okay, he can put his arms kind of there. How about this one? This one is the one facing out. Yeah. Okay, there. That's kind of the wing. Put it, bend it like a wing. There you go. It looks just like a turkey.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Straighten up. Straighten up, Trump.
Oh, I tried to cop a feel.
Whoa.
Ew. Typical.
Okay.
He did, actually. He just went for a pussy grab while I was fucking his face.
He did went to a...
You overprivileged fuck.
You know, these pussy grabs happen so fast, I can't even see them.
You dickhead.
Don't you pussy grab.
Are you going to straighten up or not? Huh?
This is the way we like our Trump rump. Submissive.
Well done.
Getting spanked on Spanksgiving.
You know what? Dig down the dick.
I really don't like about Trump, though, is that it's too much white meat.
Too much white meat.
Too much white meat.
Yeah.
It's a little dry, too.
Flavorless.
That's the essence. Yeah. Okay.
There's nothing worse than dried up white meat.
Old, dusty, dried up white meat.
We need some juice.
That's right. There's no gravy here.
We need some buttery gravy.
Right.
Last tango in Paris.
Turkey is dry.
Spit on him.
Yes, please. He'd like that. Too much,
he'd like
maybe.
Juices.
Well, I do have bacon lube.
Oh my god.
Oh yes.
Holy shit.
You're right.
I don't know whether to get excited or.
I didn't.
Maybe
really.
I should stay away from the bacon lube.
Do you want to go first or second?
I wasn't that serious.
I mean,
it's your birthday.
It is.
Ooh.
Just condiment.
We can't go at the same time.
I don't know. I think like it's his quality. First time.
Well,
I mean,
when
we could.
You like to spray it on and lick it
let's
off.
Let's go for it.
Are we going balls deep?
Sure.
Bacon.
Wait, these don't have balls on them, so what do we use for the equivalent?
Lip
basting this turkey.
Cute.
Clit deep.
Female equality issues.
Damn it.
I think
maybe
deep.
We'll just leave them basted.
What are we supposed to do with them?
I don't
Says
know.
Everybody ever.
But if you want. If you want to glide American condom.
Yes, because I would never put my artificial penis in anything that has been where Trump has been without
Absolutely
a glide condom.
Not even close. I was even thinking, you rubbing it up against.
I definitely wouldn't even touch him with your dick.
This is where we need the 10-foot dick.
Yeah. And you know, we had those beautiful gourds.
Glide for fucking fascists.
Before.
Why don't we just chop off his head?
That would give us a new orifice.
Well, you know, that's what the French did.
I think he'd still grab a pussy if he had no head. Is it like a chicken?
Where? Okay, so now.
Somebody should make gourd dildos.
Gourd dildos. Well,
you heard
that's
it here first.
Except this is like the baby version of what you fucked.
That's right. That's my love child from El Gordo.
Yeah, El Gordo.
It's a very fast
had
gestation.
Had his way with you. Consensually.
He did.
I'm still waiting for,
El Gordo,
satisfaction from that. I mean, that was unsatisfactory.
What was unsatisfactory?
The giant Gordo thing that never went in.
Well, that's what little Gordo is for.
We're never going to get that all the way. That would involve physical therapy afterwards.
I don't know, girls, if we want to
I think that was a first in television
look
history.
Look at Madame Raven Ray.
I believe.
She is an adventurer.
Happy birthday, Madame President.
Yes. Look at her.
Well, you know, Tara Indiana founded the Female Supremacy Party. We are recruiting.
Ooh. Yeah. She's going in.
Yeah.
She is brave. She is a brave mistress. All right. And Putin is making sure Trump looks at the camera because, you know, we're going to use this. We're giving this to Mueller. Yes.
You stay there, Putin. Did I tell you to move?
Whoa.
Did I tell you to move?
She's going in. The birthday girl. She's going in.
Putin's going to get this wet.
Woo.
And guess what? The orange menace. He loves it.
What? He definitely loves the cock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's used to Putin.
You are.
Right. Putin's is puny. Is that right? Or his is puny. Yes, we know his is very puny.
Raven All right. Ray.
Wow. Let's hear
badass.
It for Madame Raven Ray. Going where no dildo has gone before. And now fucking his ear. She said she was going to make a new hole in this trunk. And she did.
Any idea
she made a new orifice to receive her dildonic power. She is good with that, that dildo.
I think I might.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I think so.
Okay. Rhiannon Arons is going to take sloppy seconds. Can you unveil the tatas for your adoring public?
For posterity's sake?
For your adoring public.
To celebrate free media while we still have it?
Yeah.
See, this is the sign that we still have our First Amendment rights right now.
Absolutely.
For the next 30 seconds at least. Hopefully, what hour?
Yeah.
Stick your ass up.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You
Arch going? Your back.
You're not making this easy for me, like the rest of my life. Bacon. The bacon hides the smell of corruption.
Yeah, bacon lube. All right.
I just think it just smells like pig all around.
It does. It does. Well, you know, it's
available.
It's a piggy turkey.
On the internet.
Trumpy piggy. Whoa.
The Eiffel Tower?
Trumpy
Eiffel
piggy. Tower. Oh, yeah, girls. You girls are amazing. Ooh. And he needs also to get spanked for Spanksgiving.
Right.
Spanked for Spanksgiving. Stuffed and spanked. Stuffed and spanked.
Happy fucking birthday.
Trump.
To
Rump.
Okay.
And all you guys, you know, not just Trump, but Pence too. We should be spanking him, but we don't have anybody in the
Indeed.
Pence
band.
Yeah.
We should get one.
Absolutely.
She goes over there with the dildo and starts slapping him.
Dump Trump and Pence.
Nice.
And all those plutocrats.
He looks very used.
He does. He's got the Glide condom on his head. Oh, yeah. His condom right on him. Yeah. Just drop it right.
That's because I couldn't get that from Planned Parenthood for free because of your fuck up.
Oh, my God. All these Planned Parenthood centers are closing. It's terrible.
It is.
And,
it really is.
It's all your fault.
Well, the good thing is there's a lot of other places for women to go. There's the Women's Resource Centers.
Yes.
There's every county has their own free services.
That's correct, right.
Yeah. And
Los Angeles, too, has great clinics and
There are,
care.
And another good thing is that
so you're not out of total hope.
We are gathering together.
Bus ride. Yeah.
We are joining together, and sometimes from great pain comes great accomplishment and great revolution. And yes, we have got to have a revolution, or these are the end days, the true Trumpocalypse. So. Yes, so.
As long as I can tie the strap on.
You want to be buried in that one?
That's not be so
This is very funny.
Well, we are doing something positive. You know, we're spanking and fucking Trump.
I think this is
Trump,
hot with four girls.
You know, stuffing him with dildos and throwing used condoms on him. And, you know, just basically spanking the Trump turkey for
no one cares
Thanksgiving and Spanksgiving.
That, there's a hog, actually.
A hog.
That's right. That's why we use bacon lube.
I haven't heard it said like that.
It's all very integrated.
That right there's a hog.
That's what that
and
is.
At the same time that he is emboldening these Nazis and these KKK people and all
you
these horrible vermin, he's also, you know, kind of motivating those of us who want to align with the natives of this country we call America. And maybe we are waking up because you're such a turkey. That's right. Who said you could get up? You are under our rule in Bonoboville. That's the thing, is we got to get him out of the White House, and we'll tie him up in Bonoboville. And just like good bonobo females, we won't kill him, you know?
No, we'll
bonobo females, we don't kill our male harassers. We just spank them.
And torture them.
All right, so that's what we do. We teach him a lesson. And actually, we gave him a good time because he really did enjoy getting stuffed by both of you. Very much.
Yeah. We talked on Twitter earlier.
So, you know, let's have some applause for the Avengers, Rhiannon Ahrens, and birthday girl, Madam Raven Ray, and Spanker, Christine Dupre, and yes, Michael Q. Schmidt, as the Trump turkey, and tuck that right into his head. Yeah, okay. And you got a condom on your head. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Okay, there's the Trump turkey is rising, and he's pulling on his dirty underwear, and he did a great job. He's an actor. He's a model.
He's a model.
And he hates Trump as much as we do. And he, don't you drop those condoms on me, Trump turkey. Right.
You dirty
pig. Or you're going to get whacked again.
Just the smell of white male shame and bacon lube permeates.
And there is Putin. Take him away, Putin. Take him away.
Go get our
black pot out of here.
Take his dirty underwear out of here. He's filthy.
Yeah, take his underwear, too.
He's
go
disgusting.
Clean yourself. It's not even possible, but just try.
All right.
God, he's so fortunate. He should be so thankful to have gotten stuffed by such beautiful mistresses. Really, you gals are the essence of compassion. I mean...
I say we were nice.
No, you were extremely nice.
We used lube.
And listen, this is what the ladies of Bonoboville are offering. If you, the real Trump, will just, abandon the Oval Office and come to Bonoboville, they will fuck you just like that. And
we will.
You'll be a lot happier than you are
now. You know, I might even offer a freebie.
There you go.
Indeed.
For America.
You know, we'll make America great again.
Yeah.
One dick down at a time.
Woo! And let's hear it for the Bonoboville women.
Woo!
I think, yeah, sure. And also Tim Sewell as Putin. Tim Sewell as Putin.
I don't want to clap. Somebody clapping for Putin.
Okay.
Conflicting.
I mean, that is the one thing I'm okay with, is having a little bromance with Russia. It's just, you know, don't take dictator dictation. Right. But he is.
It's always a problem when there's that much dick involved.
Right. He loves dick. Yeah. As
clearly.
We could see. Okay, so I think we need some music to... kind of unravel ourselves from all that beating. You know, it's season's beatings, but at the same time, it's Thanksgiving
safe?
In a festive way. Well, I think that before we give the cake up, actually, ladies, I think
I still have cake to eat.
Whoa.
I almost saw you go right into the cake.
Okay, I didn't, though. Okay, so we're going to put cake on a nipple, I think. How about, would you like cake on your nipple?
No.
No.
You could have cake on two nipples.
Could we just have boobies go into it, and then I can just lick it off the boobies?
Well, how about if I like just put it on a booby?
Oh.
Like that?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, no, but not in a safe word way.
But not in
okay,
a safe
so
word way.
Your first
oh, yeah, we didn't establish
lick
those.
Of cake.
Wait, she's greedy, though. Doesn't she want
yeah,
all four?
Yeah, I'm really OCD. They need to be even.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Symmetry for the world.
All right. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with balance.
Wait, are you a Libra or are you a Scorpio now? What month are we in?
No, Sagittarius.
You're Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. That's why she could really blow out that fire. She's a fire girl. Okay, let me hold the mic so that you are unencumbered, and I'll get your slurping sounds. Those are my slurping sounds. Those are Max's slurping sounds. But she really is slurping up those boobs.
She's good. She's good.
She's good.
Do that to me.
Okay. Now there's the other one.
That is delicious cake.
It is good cake. We don't get you bad cake here.
With a side of tea. Yep.
All right.
See, if this were like a standard bakery option, the world would be a better place.
Mmm, yummy, yummy, yummy. You like your birthday cake?
Oh, I love my birthday cake.
Okay.
That's
okay, so
delicious.
You want more cake with a little
yes.
Extra?
I'm greedy.
Yeah.
I want more cake
with a little extra.
Yeah. Here. How about with a chocolate nipple here?
That is adorable. It's like a little...
Ooh, Madam Raven nice Ray shot. Is licking up her coffee bean from
coffee bean.
Christine.
Thank you. Oh, wait, I missed some.
Oh, she missed.
Ooh.
Those seasonal theme frappuccinos.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's delicious. Okay, so are we all going to share some? Or
yeah, I think we can do that. I mean, I'm happy to eat some. And we only have 10 more minutes. I guess this is our Bonoboville communion. Is this.
Do you want us to bring that to the bar?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay, well, I have a confession.
Okay.
Wait.
I have a fetish that not too many people know about.
I am going to suck on a titty while you tell us about it.
Please do.
I actually have a food fetish. That actually very much supplied some of my food fetish. But I actually like being a human table and having things eaten off of me.
Ooh, we have to do that with you like a sushi girl.
Yes, and they never hire me. I don't understand why.
We'll hire you, honey. Johnny did that to me for Max's birthday
like, no,
a couple years back.
Oh, yeah. Max would eat off of you.
Okay. She gonna do it? Lay down on the floor, put the cake on her.
Ooh. Yeah. You wanna? Should we put cake on you?
No, her.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yes, I want.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay.
I'm off a lot of things right now.
So, do you want to lie there and
what are you going to do?
She's going to be our cake plate. Our amazing cake plate. Her cake plate for her birthday. This is Madam Raven
Ray. Music to take off her clothes.
Is getting her wish. Every wish of her dreams. And don't you forget to go to her Amazon wish list right now while she's changing and, you know, get her some of those shoes, high heels, boots. She's got it all. Mm-hmm. And this is Madam Raven Ray getting into her birthday suit for her birthday. Something like that.
Best birthdays are the ones in the birthday suit.
Absolutely. Yes. Happy Spanksgiving. and Christine is, yes, thank you for helping. You're very helpful. She's not wrestling,
she's wrestling
with you. Don't fall in the cake, girls.
Or do.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hey, Briar Patch move. No, no, yeah. Don't fall in the cake.
No, that's great. What's
all right.
Okay.
We're going to eat some cake.
I was thinking about eating something else, but my mind wandered.
I think you're going the wrong way.
I know. Oh.
I think there's a secret something here.
This is really This amazing.
Is like an Olympic sport, like getting out of fetish attire. You could have timed competitions for this.
Wow. There goes the skirt. Mm-hmm.
Judges give that about a 7.6 for technique. Yeah.
Oh, look at those tiny little panty G-string things. That's very tiny. Wow. Okay. We're going to take off, you know, the mistress knows
we
how to
doing.
Do this. We're taking off her clothes. But you were just in awe of her majesty. Madam Raven Ray is now removing her feathers. Wow, look at that. She's so beautiful. And here she is in her bra and panties. Just a little tiny G-string. Do you need some help getting out of that? Can you get it over your head? I have a cake in my lap. Okay. Rhiannon is going to help.
It's always really a drag when I have to come here and help women undress.
Oh, look at this. Undressing. Striptease. Whoa!
Yes!
And now, look at these beautiful boobies. So beautiful. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
beautiful.
Now we're going to put some cake on you and eat it right off. I think I'll take it from the virgin cake, the other cake. Now your hand is on her nipple.
It's not allowed to talk.
It's butterscotchy. You should have a microphone. Let her have a microphone. Oh, here we go. Here's one.
This is exciting.
Here's your microphone. Okay, so we should do it at the same time. We're going to lick Madame Raven Ray's birthday cake off of Madame Raven Ray.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, holy shit. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
My birthday just gets better and better.
You are just amazing. Delicious, delectable.
This is such a good way to meet people.
Oh, yeah. What was your name again?
Happy birthday. Yay. I didn't finish. Oh, I have seconds. And you need some now. Are you going to lick some off of the birthday girl? This is a different kind of Bonoboville communion with cake.
She talks you into being naughty. She tries to get you to be naughty, but it's fine, though.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Never naughty.
It's
How
naughty November.
In fact,
it's the climax November.
Yeah.
No, he's still wearing the Trump mask.
Yeah, you're still wearing the Trump mask.
Yeah.
Everyone needs more staying.
I just can't want to. There we go.
All right, guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have time for some musica?
Some naughty girl music?
Naughty girl music.
Uh-oh, because I'm usually not topless, so this is being pretty naughty.
The Chris. Naughty girl.
No worries. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
I think...
I don't know if you could say that nowadays.
She bad.
Is that harassment?
That's
gotta check.
What I think.
I got to phone a friend.
Let's
only if it's
turn
unwanted.
Off the music and get ready for She Bad.
How fun. I never really get to do that. That's
I
exciting.
Know. You're gorgeous.
Thanks.
You're amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
You are. And I know it's very special.
Yes.
Very special.
See, it's always because guys want to do it. I don't like to. I actually don't like being a human table for guys.
Gotcha.
Like being a human table
you know,
for women.
Hear that, guys? She don't want to be a human table for you.
What, you don't want to reenact your patriarchal subjugation on your own free time? Why?
But you know, guys, you get to watch us slicker.
And that's just as good.
You can't always get what you want. But, you know, if you're a good bonobo boy, you do get what you need. You do. You get what you need. And we're celebrating Spanksgiving.
And I need some music.
And we've been some naughty girls. We bad. And she's the birthday girl. She really, really bad. Is Mr. Bonoboville. Ikor!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
wolf!
Yeah. Ow! Next to who I was, Donald Trump, but Trump is gone, I guess. Huh?
I don't know.
Well, my girl, Dr. Block, Spanksgiving, Spanksgiving, Spanksgiving. Madam Raven Ray, it's her birthday, her life day. My clothes off, Dr. Block taking my clothes off.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. Come on, Abe. Turn it over, Abe. Start it over, Abe.
Oh, yeah.
Run it again, Abe. Look at her. All these girls up in here. Run it again, Abe.
Run it again, Abe.
Hey, can you take that dick off, please?
Run it again, Abe.
Can you take that off, please?
Of course, triggered.
Please, can you take that off?
It's very white.
You can't be bad up here. How can you be bad when you know?
Just take the dick off.
Yeah, take that dick off, please.
I was too bad.
I like that. That's a good line.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need no dig up here. I'm the only
dig
up here.
Off.
I'm the only dig up here. Yeah. Look, 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 look. Come on, y'all. This for Madam Raven Ray, y'all. Yeah, that girl. Yeah. Look how she shake that. Look how she move that. Yeah. Y'all ready? Yeah. That girl go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in the smooth way she made me say, damn. Like jam, 10 times 9 piece, added up, silver dollar, baby holla. What up though, just to make my presence known. I'm a wolf, I roam and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from the ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop, that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back. That thing, like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, Raven can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Raven can go. Bang. Everybody stop and look at Ray pop. That thing bang. Got him ready to spin some dope. Oh, we up in Bonobo. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap tans with a man's. I don't even know, but this night for sure. That deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me, let me have it. No static love, at a stick one in the club, right shit. Yes, sir. I ain't lying, I'm buying. They got it like that. She back. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Chris, there you go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that block to go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you poppin'. The way you poppin' got me high, so don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb, yep, she dynamite. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, Kristen can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back. That thing, like beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, Rihanna can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Doc Block can go. Come on, hear everybody say it. She bad, what? Hey, come here,
she
fellas.
Bad.
Where y'all at, fellas?
She bad.
What?
She bad.
Doc Block.
Me bad.
Go.
Me bad.
bad. Woo, she bad. She bad. That girl can go. She bad. She bad.
We
she
bad.
We bad.
Mm-hmm.
She bad.
Equal the world.
Bonobo Field.
In Bonoboville.
It is.
On the Dr. Susan Block Show for Spanksgiving 2017.
Bam, bam.
Woohoo! With birthday girl Madam Raven Ray.
Yes.
And
double R.
Rhiannon Ahrens.
Yeah.
And Christine Dupre. And we got a Trump turkey running around here. We got to spank him some more, stuff him. Michael Q. Schmidt is playing the Trump turkey, and Tim Sewell in the role of Putin. Yes, indeed. You must be spanked. We've got to keep spanking Trump. We can't let up. I know there's a lot of pussy grabbers out there that we need to bring to their knees. It's true.
A lot of harassment cases going on. That's just
so
ridiculous, man.
Many.
They're it's just coming to light finally.
It's coming to light. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's
but
just
we
coming
can't.
To light
yeah, we figured out that
the light away from the biggest pussy grabber that is sitting in the White House, not just grabbing
this.
Individual pussies, but grabbing our pussies' rights to, you know, our reproductive choices, and
that's right.
We can't abide by that. That's right. You wear that mask, you're going to get punished. Yes, and for supporting police brutality and just making a mess of Puerto Rico, everything. You know, but hey, we're happy in Bonoboville, and part of the reason is that we celebrate Spanksgiving because, you know, you got to celebrate. You got to follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, spank the monkey. I love you. I love you. Spank.
I love you too.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.